But I think it's safe to guess that by the 1860s or 70s, that practically every home here on Beach Avenue and Allegheny had a piano in the parlor. And on every piano or a nearby music cabinet, and I'm trying to decide whether I can get around Jim's music stand here because we brought one of the collections. Does this look familiar to any of you? This was one of many bound volumes of sheet music, which would be here or in the music cabinet, well thumbed. And happily, there are a lot of these that are still preserved. They had the owner's name was stamped in gold, and you would leaf through it, and wonderful marbleized paper on the end covers. They're really wonderful to look through. And there's still over 100 at Carnegie Library. There are something like 75 at Stephen Foster Memorial. And among several of these that I looked at are some of them right here in Old Allegheny. And they're very typical of the others of the period. They will contain instrumental variation, their Irish ballads, their laments, their parlor songs, their dance music, their piano variations that go on for 11 pages. And one of these sets belonged to a young woman named Lizzie Craig, and she was the daughter of a prominent Allegheny family. She signed and dated most of her music, 1860s, 1870s, and judging from both the vocal and the instrumental music, she must have been an accomplished musician and a connoisseur of the popular music of her day. I just want to give you a little sampling of some of the titles that Miss Lizzie Craig had. She had General Burns's Victory March, and she signed that 1862. She had the Rosebud Quick Step for four-hand piano, which we played just last week. We had 10-hand piano.
Right, 10-hand piano. We're not sure how musical it was, but we had a nice time.
We all had a good time. She had the Gypsy Schottische. And she also had many variations on themes from opera, Balf, which we'll do later, Donizetti. She had foreign language songs, and she had songs by local composers. And it was really hard to select what we were going to do, but we chose two that we thought you would enjoy. One is No Irish Need Apply, and the other is one of the characteristic dance piano pieces, Stolen Kisses Gallop. So now we have the Irish.
And we're reminded that the Irish were not always open, greeted with open arms in this country. It was not always the land of opportunity for the Irish immigrant.